This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Now that Radio Shack has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, people are taking a close look at the company's plan to restructure. One bit that's getting scrutiny, their plan to pay executives big bonuses to stay at the company. Is that going to fly in bankruptcy court? Mitchell Hartman takes a look.
I'm at a strip mall in the suburbs of Portland. Just pulled up to one of the Radio Shacks that will be closing.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Radio Shack.
Salesman Jacob Woolley is about to put the liquidation sale signs up.
Of course, the first person to keep money is the top guys. I'm just hoping that I get my paid vacation and everything that is owed to me, and I won't feel sore.
The optics are never good when you're asking to set aside extra money to pay the managers.
Nevertheless, says University of Washington finance professor Jared Harford, courts routinely approve managers' retention bonuses to smooth the bankruptcy process.
These particular managers have the best knowledge of what's going on. It would make the most sense to incentivize them to stay on instead of go find another job as quickly as possible.
Hope is they'll maximize value for creditors and keep some stores open for Radio Shack workers like Jacob Woolley. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.